Don't know how many of you folks out there that listen to Robin Hood Radio or live in our area are aware of the Berkshire Opera Festival. And we're going to make you aware of it now if you haven't been aware of it. We here at Robin Hood Radio bring you a lot of fine arts programming. We don't have an opera program because we're still trying to get the license for that, which that program is a 3.5-hour program, so it's very hard for us to get a license for it right now. We do present a lot of information about fine arts in our area, and the Berkshire Opera Festival is one of those organizations that was really founded to provide not only the information, but to entertain and to open up operas to not only our local audiences that know about opera, but introduce people to opera as well. And right now, with us, we have the artistic director and co-founder of the Berkshire Opera Festival, Brian Garman, with us. Brian, thanks for joining us today on Robin Hood Radio.
Thanks so much, Marshall. It's good to talk to you.
You know, opera is becoming more and more accepted, especially with these live video, HD video presentations, which people can get accustomed to seeing. But really, you have laid the groundwork in this area for people to once again get immersed in opera and get immersed. There's one thing about seeing something live on HD and stuff like that. It's beautiful. But there's another thing to going to actually a place and hearing it. Do you agree?
I absolutely agree. And that was when I founded Berkshire Opera Festival in 2016 with my colleague Jonathan Loy, one of the things that we founded the company on was our belief that there is no substitute for experiencing the live, unamplified human voice in the theater. And the physical sensation that one gets from that, it's very difficult to recreate over a recording or a video.
You can't.
Even though I love recordings and I love videos, but it's not the same thing.
You can't get the feeling that the human body, your ears, and actually your whole body feels when you get the presentation in front of you, especially when it's done in a hall where the acoustics provide you with all, not only the visual and the listening, but you can actually feel the singing. You can hear it through your ears, and your eardrums vibrate to give you that feeling, and your body feels it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that's why people love to go to live performances. There's a lot of things we can do, like you say, but there's people wouldn't go to live performances if it didn't give you that unbelievable experience. We'll get back to your opera festival in a moment. But I don't want to miss a chance to talk about what you've got coming up. And it's called Midwinter Mozart. And it's Sunday, March 27th at 4 o'clock at a place that is absolutely beautiful to hear this, St. James Place in Great Barrington. Let's talk a little bit about that.
We're presenting a concert featuring music by the great Austrian composer Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. As you mentioned, we're calling it Midwinter Mozart. We had initially scheduled this in January, but moved it because of the Omicron surge. And it will feature the beautiful soprano Maria Valdez, whom our audiences will remember from Rigoletto in 2018 and from last summer's Glory Denied, along with the exceptional young tenor Alex McKissick with Noah Palmer on piano. And it's a concert to tie in with our main stage production of Don Giovanni that's coming up this August. Of course, this was a production that we had scheduled to put on in 2020, and then after everything was canceled in 2020, we rescheduled it for this summer.
I was going to say, if people want more information, BerkshireOperaFestival.org, BerkshireOperaFestival.org, and you'll have your selection to purchase tickets that way. Also, find out about the season, events, and more. But we can continue to talk about what you do and in the area we live in. With what you do and your season, let's talk about the season in general as a whole, what the dates are for the shows that are planned right now.
This summer we have three big selections to present. We open in July with our second stage production of Three Decembers, an American opera by Jake Heggie that premiered in 2008. And that will be playing on July 21st and July 23rd, and that's at PS 21 in Chatham. And our main stage production is, as I mentioned, Don Giovanni by Mozart, which will be at the Mahewy Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington at the end of August. That's August 20th, 23rd, and 26th. And in addition to that, we present an annual free concert every year for the community. And this year, that will be on August 10th at the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield. And it's a concert that we are calling High on the Ramparts. And it's a concert that features the music of black composers.
You know, I think it's interesting by what you're doing by taking these different events to different theaters, like in Chatham, in Great Barrington, in Pittsfield, because it really does open up a chance for people to access it easier and reach a broader audience.
Well, that was our hope, and we never wanted to be defined by a particular theater. So we want to reach as many people as possible.
So now let's talk about the Berkshire Opera Festival itself. This is an organization, obviously, that relies, ticket sales, but ticket sales and these shows don't provide what you need. You obviously are supported by listeners and by viewers.
That's correct. Like so many opera companies, you know, it's a very expensive art form because it incorporates everything. You have singing, you have instrumental music, you have dancing, you have poetry, you have acting, you have sets and costumes, and it does take a little bit of money to put it on, and unfortunately, like so many companies, ticket sales only provide about 20% of the revenue that we need to support us for the season, and the rest we get through charitable donations.
You know, it's interesting. As a nonprofit, we here at Robin Hood Radio, we have underwriting. Our underwriting only supplies about 30-35% of what we do. Our donations from people supplies about another 30-35%. And the other portion, we call it the three-legged bar stool, because the other portion are grants, whether they're from companies, individuals, other nonprofits. It takes a lot for a nonprofit, especially after the past 2 years we've been through. To keep operating and to keep doing what we want to do. And I think when it comes to nonprofits like yours and other nonprofits that provide entertainment and arts, that it's especially in times like these where we're going to come out of 2 years of COVID, we now have a war going on in Europe. I mean, these are things that make life enjoyable, and we can get away from all that.
Well, we hope so. And that certainly is what we try to provide.
Now, if people want to make a donation, they can, I'll once again say, go online. You can do it that way, berkshireoperafestival.org, ways to give. People can mail in. You've got, like most nonprofits, you match employer contributions. There's stock securities, there's IRAs. I mean, you can pledge. Explain to people. Now, you just said what ticket sales cover, but the actual dollars, when you look at to put on an opera, I can't imagine what the dollars cost to put on three major productions, and then you've got this other production coming up very soon. I mean, it takes a lot of time, effort, and money to put it all together.
Time, effort, and money, and people.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot that goes into it, and it adds up for sure. And we try to do things as economically as we can without ever sacrificing the artistic quality. But it's an expensive art form.
Well, once again, people can experience the Berkshire Opera Festival very quickly on Sunday, March 27th at 4 o'clock at St. James Place in Great Barrington, Midwinter Mozart, which basically, I'll say, kind of kicks off the season for you. I mean, your other concerts come up a little bit later on. But what's great about this is I think it comes at a perfect time where people have cabin fever anyway, and they want to get out and see something. And I guess we should get into this. What about ticketing and COVID-19?
All of our Berkshire Opera Festival staff and performers are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. All of our patrons who attend this concert must show proof of vaccination at the door, whether it's a physical card or a digital copy, and all patrons must also wear face masks while they're indoors for the performance.
And we, I always say this when I speak to entertainment venues about doing stuff like this. We're in a time where rules change and things change. So as of the date we're recording this and doing this interview, which is early in March, this is the way things stand. We'll see what happens as the future goes on. Now, tickets.
That's right.
Tickets for this, general admission are $50, youth and young adults $25, and that's concertgoers age 30 or younger with an ID. But you also have a premium ticket, $100. That includes priority seating and also a post-show reception with the artist, right?
That's correct, yes.
Well, I just think that it's terrific that we're hearing more about what you do at the Berkshire Opera Festival. And people can get a sample of it, no doubt about it, Sunday, March 27th at 4 o'clock. And then there's the regular season, which comes up after that. And as I said, more people can get more information at BerkshireOperaFestival.org. And how long have you been in existence now?
Our first season was 2016. So this is the summer will be our seventh season.
And has it grown and turned out exactly like you think it would? And take COVID out of the equation, because nobody predicted COVID for a year and a half to 2 years. But has the acceptance been what you thought it would be?
I think it has far surpassed what we thought it would be. I think that the reaction that we've received has been overwhelmingly positive, and that's so gratifying. And in fact, it has been so successful that last summer we were able to, for the first time, add a second production. You know, our first 5 years we did only one big production every summer, and last summer we were able to add a second one, which was no small feat, also coming out of a year where we couldn't perform anything in person.
And this year you have three performances plus the Midwinter Mozart, which is coming up on the 27th.
That's exactly right. And we're very excited. We've always wanted to have a greater musical presence in the Berkshires outside of the summertime, which, of course, is very difficult for a young organization because there's just only so much funding to go around. But this is our first ever sort of off-season programming, this concert that's coming up on the 27th.
Well, Brian, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And if people want more information, of course, this will go up on our on-demand page. And on our on-demand page will be all the information and links that people can click on as well. But once again, your link is BerkshireOperaFestival.org. Brian, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us on Robin Hood Radio today.
Marshall, thank you so much.